How about the mindset of this team, you know, you coming back and with that bye week?
Yeah, with the bye week, I mean, just starting fresh, not looking at the previous games, just trying to take this next step forward and win this one.
What has Coach McAdoo said to you guys this week? Is there something specific he's emphasized?
Nothing really specific, just kind of what I just told you, that we're going to take this one one game at a time, and that's how we're going to approach the rest of the season.
So what have you been told about how you're going to be used? Coach Sullivan said he could see you probably being used inside and, you know, and on the outside.
Yeah, I mean, kind of the same, similar way, especially on the inside. I feel like that's where I'm best at, but a little bit more on the outside as well, so throwing a little bit of that in there.
Is there an adjustment for that? Because you played so much on the slot.
No, I mean, I play receiver, so it's really the same thing. It's just you got to do it outside. Corners give you a different look sometimes, but that's about as far as that goes.
It's no secret that, you know, basically the personnel was a lot more wide receiver from the last couple of weeks. Once everybody got hurt, you know, you have a whole new problem. Did the bye week allow you guys to sort of reconfigure things and reset things in terms of how to best use the guys that you have now, as opposed to, you know, during those short weeks where you got to kind of cram it all in?
Yeah, I mean, I think the coaches, they stayed in over the break and kind of looked at what worked well for us and what didn't, and then kind of try to throw some of that bad stuff out of there and stick with what worked for us. So I think that's what direction we're going.
You think it's more tailored to the people you have here than was maybe the first half of the year when it was tailored to the people who aren't here anymore?
Well, it has to be. I mean, we don't have those guys anymore, so you have to tailor it differently.
You have no change.
Before you got hurt, did you feel like you were having a strong season individually?
I felt like I was doing my job and contributing to the team the way I was supposed to. So I think I did. I think I did pretty well.
What do you feel like your role is now that you're back? Without Brandon and Odell, there's a lot is going to be expected of you.
Yeah.
To kind of be the number one guy.
I mean, that's just what the situation is.
Do you like that role?
I love it. I love any role. I mean, you know what I mean? So the role that I had before this, just making plays, and I'm taking that same mindset to now. I just got to make plays. It's the bottom line.
First full practice today, right?
I mean, I did a full practice yesterday. Mm-hmm. But, I guess you could say this is my full go practice against other guys.
How do you feel?
I feel good. I feel good. So.
No, nothing holding you back?
Nothing. Or I wouldn't be doing full practice. So, I felt pretty good.
Do you see signs that, the last couple of weeks, the offense has been more conservative running the ball, but with you back, you know, Engram is gaining momentum. Do you see you guys pushing forward more and making more of a difference offensively than it has in the last few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I think the running game works so well against Denver that, the next week you couldn't help but try to test out the running game and see it again. But there's no question that going forward we're going to have to throw the ball a little bit. So it's kind of just perfect timing. I'm coming back and see if we can get things balanced and get the ball moving.